Good morning. 4 minutes after 8 our time. This is the News Talk for the Palouse Morning News for Friday, the 28th of August, 2026. I'm Bill Weed with Evan Ellis.
Good news to start off your Friday morning. The street in North Pullman is now repaved and back open, easing traffic jams in apartment land. This summer's closure of Northwood Drive forced all the traffic in that densely populated neighborhood to travel through the intersection of Merman and Terview Drives. Those delays got worse with the return of Washington State University students. City of Pullman hired the local company Motley Motley to repave Northwood, and those crews finished the job yesterday afternoon and reopened the road over a month ahead of schedule. So our friends up there can take a little breath this morning. Don't have to worry about those long delays through the intersection. Don't have to get going early like you've had to recently. And so that's nice to get that done. Way to go, yeah. Motley Motley.
All in all, that's really good. There have been some frustrations, obviously. You have a short window over the summer here in Pullman for doing paving. Moscow, same thing. And they had three significant projects, the biggest of which was the repaving of Bishop Boulevard and then Terraview Drive. And this is the third and probably the least impactful of the paving projects. So this came last. And yes, there were people only one way into apartment land for about 10 days rather than two. But the city and Motley did the best they could. And overall, dislocation from paving over the summer, probably fewer people affected by this than it would have been if they'd had the other two projects lingering into fall when all the people, into late summer when all the people are coming back. So frustrations, yes, but all in all, they got it done, and they got it done ahead of their schedule.
Not
ahead of our schedules, but
well, we didn't get to set it, so they did the best they could.
Things are okay.
Yeah, kudos to Motley. They had three big jobs in Pullman this year, got them done all early. They got Bishop done a couple weeks early. Terraview Drive a couple weeks early, and then this one over a month early. So great job.
Oh, for those kudos Motley to Motley boys. And Motley.
That's true. Good. Thank you. Good point. Meanwhile, we got a major entrance to the University of Idaho campus going to be closed for several months starting on Monday. Western campus entrance at Perimeter Drive and State Highway 8 will close to all traffic starting Monday for a bridge replacement project, and the closure expected to run into May. So this is basically the entire academic year at the UI with the west entrance closed. Now, the UI says recent flooding on Paradise Creek has highlighted problems with the aging bridge there in Moscow. Traffic will be detoured to other routes, including Stadium Drive and Line Street. Nez Perce Drive nearby is still closed for another job. That's expected to reopen, though, coming up next week, early September. Paradise Path through the work zone, that's going to have a detour as well. And again, that work set to be complete in May. So a big job there on campus at the UI with that bridge replacement project. Did have a wildfire breakout south of Genesee in Nez Perce County along U.S. Highway 95. It's called the Mile Marker 320 fire. It's burning in the Hatway Canyon. So that would be the canyon that you drive by just east of 95 between Lewiston Hill and Genesee. Idaho Department of Lands reporting the fires at 80 acres, 0% contained. Now, that was early in the evening yesterday, so my guess is they've got a much better handle on it this morning. Did threaten about 15 structures in the canyon and near the top there on the rim. No evacuation orders were issued. Had about 80 personnel fighting the flames yesterday, including air resources with two airplanes and some helicopters dropping water on the flames. You had the Nez Perce Tribal firefighters out there, U.S. Forest Service, Genesee Fire Department, I believe Whitman County Fire District 14 out of Colton Uniontown, jumped the border as well and went in to help out with that fire yesterday. Did have some traffic delays and partial closures on 95 through the fire zone. Could see some of those potentially this morning, so be advised on possible slowdowns on that section of highway. No word on what started the fire. Cause of the fire is under investigation. Well, we have an important clarification this morning about Brian Koberger's attempt to withdraw his guilty plea in the murders of four University of Idaho students. Now, the Associated Press reports that Idaho Judge Stephen Hippler in Boise has laid out a schedule that includes a potential evidentiary hearing in June, but the hearing is not yet guaranteed. Judge's order says if an evidentiary hearing is granted, it would be June 17th. Prosecutors in Latah County have asked the judge to dismiss Koberger's petition without a hearing, calling his claims unsupported. Koberger pleading guilty a year ago to murdering Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Zanna Kernodle, and Ethan Chapin, and is serving four consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. He now claims his plea was coerced and that his former attorney withheld information from him, but it's not a guarantee he can even get to that hearing, which is good.
Yeah, we've commented since this first came up about the apparent frivolity of it. And you got to be sure that there's no grounds down the road for appeals. But I would expect they would not have to, I would expect they don't have to grant this guy the hearing. It'll be interesting to see. And it'll be all expectations. It would be if they granted the hearing. From what we know, it would be a slam dunk that this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but you bring up a good point. If you run it too tight from the bench, then maybe does that open more of a window for him to appeal later on? Do you just let him get it over with and maybe tighten that window a little bit? That's also a good point. So it would be nice if we never have to see or hear from him again. That would be my
We've
my
said
preference.
That for about 2 years now, and he keeps bubbling up.
I know. Yeah, I know. And then we take the bait, but I guess we kind of have to, unfortunately. Whitman County has a new planner for the first time in nearly a quarter century. Assistant County Planner Grace DiBiase promoted to the head job by the county commissioners during their meeting this week. DiBiase has been assistant county planner since 2020. She replaces longtime planner Alan Thompson, who announced his retirement back in the spring. So DiBiase will take over the Whitman County Planning Department on Tuesday. And she's been doing a very, very excellent job in recent months, kind of grabbing the reins.
You
and
said
I've been very happy with
the first new planner in 25 years. But we've had two planners in the last 25 years, have we not?
Well, Mark Bortson, his retirement was 25 years ago, 24 years
ago. Was it really?
24 years ago, yeah. So we had Alan Thompson for 24 years. Yep.
Wow.
And, yeah, and Bortson was a long runner too, if I recall, several
years.
Well,
I had a text asking why last hour I called Mark Bortson a jerk. And very specifically, when he was the county planner, would write letters to advertisers on our radio station telling him to boycott to drop their ads and boycott the radio station because he didn't like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mark Bortson did that. He didn't call me, didn't call us and say, hey, I got a problem with what you're doing. He just went ahead on his own and wrote these letters to our advertisers.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
For some reason, I didn't like him after that.
Okay. And he is no longer with us. So, you know, just not that that means that you get over it or not, but.
Anyway. Well, I wish that, but.
So, yeah, we've had two long-term planners and now a new one. And she's a younger gal. So, wish her all the best and look forward to working with Grace up in Colfax at the courthouse in the planning department. Yeah. And if she comes by and you have some, we're in the city now. You won't even have to deal with those people anymore, but. Maybe I might someday be living in the county. Who knows? So, anyway,
they'd write letters to advertisers saying, "Get off the morning news." But
come on,
it wouldn't be Rush Limbaugh, would it?
No, it wouldn't be Rush. All right, well, interim dean of Washington State University's College of Pharmacy has been promoted to the job permanently. Julie Akers first hired interim dean a year ago. Before that, Akers, working as the executive associate dean in that college, earned her doctor of pharmacy from WSU in 2000. Akers replaces Mark Lead, who stepped down as dean and returned to the faculty after 5 years on the job. I think pharmacy now all completely, if I'm not incorrect, up in Spokane. So a new permanent dean there for that college at WSU. Idaho football opens the season tonight, week zero, conference game before Labor Day on the road against Cal Poly. So Lewiston Tribune reporting kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight from San Luis Obispo, and this is going to be on ESPN, the big deal, the real deal on ESPN tonight. Vandals enter the season with three new coordinators. Didn't realize that. Head coach Thomas Ford Jr. says the Vandals had a productive fall camp. Senior quarterback is back, which is great, right? These guys move around so much. So Joshua Woods is back at quarterback. Threw for nearly 2,000 yards, 14 touchdowns last year, and led the Vandals in rushing last year with about 600 yards on the ground with 7 rushing touchdowns. Now, Cal Poly also enters the season with a new coaching staff as well. So good luck to the Vandals tonight. I'm going to try to tune in. And how great would it be for Montana and Montana State to look up at the Vandals before they even get to set on the field and see a 1-0 at the top of the Big Sky Conference standings even before they get out on the gridiron? That would be great. Could pull that off.
Cal Poly has a new head coach, and okay, he's a little bit of a familiar name. His name is Tim Skipper. He was on the UCLA staff last year. Then UCLA fired their coach, and this guy was the interim head coach at UCLA for a while last year.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, ex-Cougar coach Paul Wolf is the one who I don't know whether he resigned or was relieved of his job last year, but he was the former head coach at Cal Poly for a number of years before year. So.
Okay. And WSU, University of Washington, competing again for the Apple Cup, this time off the field, raising money for student food pantries. Third annual Boeing Apple Cup Food Pantry Challenge underway runs through September 6th. Every donation counts as a gift, and the university receiving the most gifts wins the competition. Last year, two universities raised about $20,000 combined in that food pantry challenge, heading up to Apple Cups. If you want to help out with that, that's pretty cool. And, of course, it is Apple Cup a week from Sunday in Seattle to start the season for the Cougars against the Huskies. Spokesman review newspaper in Spokane. They've come out with their prediction for Cougar football victories this year, Bill. A little disappointed. They've got them just at 500, 5-7, which would not be bowl eligible for the Cougars, which is unusual in recent seasons, despite all the turmoil. You've got those road games, which the spokesman predicts will be tough, at UW, K-State, Oregon State, San Diego State, Texas State. I'm telling you, watch out for the Bobcats. Texas State is a rising program.
I'm not going to.
Okay. But just be advised.
I have that as a win.
Duquesne at home, Arizona, Fresno State, Boise State, Colorado State, Oregon State, we think at home, right? The flex game is at home. Yeah, we think Oregon State at home potentially. So there you go. I don't know. I'm going to take 6 wins. That's where I'm at.
I will tell you more after the break about the band situation that we've heard more about that and why the Cougars aren't over there. But we don't have time for that right now.
Oh, boy.
Cougar and Vandal soccer, both winners last night. Logos, first 11-man league football game. They hosted Kellogg. They beat them 57-30.
Nice.
Volleyball today. Cougs hosting Omaha tonight at 6 here at Bowler Gym. And high school football tonight. Moscow at Grangeville. Kendrick at Kamiai. Derry at Prairie. Salmon River at Potlatch. Genesee at Lapway. Troy at Lewis County. Lewiston at Post Falls. 7 o'clock kickoff for that. Steve Hamilton has our weather.